The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Kuf Mem Tes. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis says, Mina Adam es Urchov es Parparoiso mi piv avaloy minaksav. If a person is making a Suda, he invited guests, he has a list of what he plans on serving. So the Mishnah says that on Shabbos, a person is allowed to review that list by heart, without reading it off a piece of paper. But reading it off the piece of paper, the Mishnah says is Asur. So the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Tes asks, my time. Why should it be usher to go ahead and read your guest list or your menu on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Omar, Gzeira Shem Yimchik. That it's a Gzeira that was scared that if a person reads it off a piece of paper, he might erase something that it says on the piece of paper. He might decide not to invite a certain guest. He might decide that he wants to pull something off the menu. And therefore, we do not allow him to go ahead and read the menu or the guest list on Shabbos because we're chayshish that he might, by mistake, erase from the menu or from the guest list. Abaya Omar, Abaya says another reason. Gzeir Hashem Yikra Bishtoria Hadiyates. Chazal asked reading the guest list and the menu because they were scared that if a person would read a guest list or a menu on Shabbos, they might come to read what's called Shtari Hediyatis. What are Shtari Hediyatis? So, the Mefarshim HaMazdeh, that Shtari Hediyatis are referring to business documents. Documents which have to do with Shchaira, with Mas of Matan, any document which has to do with business, it's considered to be Shtari Hediyatis. And Chazal authored reading Shtari Hediyatis on Shabbos, basic business documents on Shabbos, for two reasons. One reason is also Gzeir Shem Yimchik, because when people are involved in business, so you write down this person owes you money, you want to make this deal, you want to change something, so anything involved with your business documents, there is a real chashash that you might go ahead on Shabbos and fix something up, erase something. The second reason given for the Isser of Shtari Hediyatis themselves is Mimse Chefscha V'Daber Dover. Chazal teach us, based on the Novi and Yeshaya, that one is not allowed to engage in business pursuits on Shabbos. One is not allowed even to talk about business things on Shabbos. Mimse Chefscha V'Daber Dover. Included in the Isser Mimse Chefscha V'Daber Dover is to person to go ahead and to read his business documents, to check the status of his loans, of his payments, etc. So, because of these two chashashas, either because of Gzeir Shem Yimchek, or because of Mimse Chefscha V'Daber Dover, Chazal asserted reading all business material on Shabbos. What our Gemara is telling us is that in order to keep a person away from Chas V'Shalom reading business material, so Chazal instituted a new Gzeira. Gzeira Shema Yikra Shtari Hediyatis. The Chazal said that not only is reading business material on Asar on Shabbos, but it's also Asar on Shabbos to read anything else, because the other things that you read on Shabbos, you'll get into the habit of reading things on Shabbos. And if you read this, you come to read that. So therefore, Chazal asserted to read even something as simple as a menu or a guest list as Gzeira Shema Yikra B'Shtari Hediyatis. So our Mishnah says clearly that it's usher to go ahead and read a guest list or a menu on Shabbos. The Gemara gives two pshatim. Gzeira Shema Yimchik. A Gzeira, you might erase this. That Gzeira, the Mishnah Berurah says, one could get around. If one does not read it themselves, would rather you give it to your shamish to read, somebody who's unauthorized to erase names from the list, to change the menu, that would take care of the Gzeira Shem Yimchik. However, the Gemara brings another reason, Gzeira Shem Yikra B'Shtari Hediyatis, that Chazal said that you're not allowed to read things on Shabbos, even non-business documents, because of Gzeira that you might come to read business documents.
Now, we mentioned earlier that many Rishonim hold that the gzera of reading even Shtar Yaitis himself is because of the Isra Mimse Chefzcha V'Davar Davar. The Rishonim ask that L'chaira, by Mimse Chefzcha V'Davar Davar, Chazal Darshan, Dibur Osir, V'Hira Mutter. When something is negated to business on Shabbos, you're not allowed to talk about it, but you are allowed to think about it. Avada from Baal's Kavod Shabbos, there's an Indian not to think about it also. But in straight halacha, it's Dibur Osir, Hira Mutter. So, L'chaira, if you hold that the Isser reading business documents on Shabbos is because of Mitzvah Chetzchah V'Davar Davar, and because of that, the Isser reading any document on Shabbos is because of Mitzvah Chetzchah V'Davar Davar, L'chaira, I can understand why you can't read it with your mouth. But to go ahead and just to eye it, to read it with your eyes, why should that be Asr? Why is that not us Mutter? Because L'chaira, it's Hira. You're not mouthing the words. It's not Dibur. L'chayr, it's Hirer. So L'chayr, if it's Hirer, why should it be Usr to go ahead and read the business documents, and because of that, all documents, with your eyes? So the emphasis is that there are three Mahalchim. The Ari Shainim, who hold that it's Mutter. Now, we don't hold like those Rishainim, that you're allowed to go ahead and read all documents on Shabbos with your eyes. But we are going to use those Rishonim as a tziruf in some cases as we proceed. So the Rishonim will say, you're right, that since the Isra Mitzvah Chesed Davar Davar, you're not allowed to read it with your mouth, but you are allowed to read it with your eyes. However, the other Rishonim and Achrayim say that it's Aser. The Beis Yosef says that the reason why Chazal asked you to read it even with your eyes is because that business documents is something which, once a person gets involved in, it gets all engrossing. And if he starts reading with his eyes, what's going to happen is, he's going to start talking about it, he's going to start handling it, and therefore Chazal stopped you right away, even though other business may be thought about and not talked about, but once you're busy with the documents, you're for sure, the Beis Yosef says, going to end up talking about it and dealing with it. So therefore, Chazal asserted, even reading it with your eyes, because of Mimtzeh Cheskha V'Davar Davar. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says a different mahalach. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that it's true that Hira is Mutter, but L'mashal, a person is not allowed to go to the end of the Tchum to get closer to his field if anybody who sees him there knows that the reason why he's going there is not for a nice Shabbos walk, is because he wants to go to his field Matz Shabbos to do work. Now over there it's also only Hira. It's only in his brain that he knows why he's going to the end of the Tchum. But since he's doing an act with that thought, and the act is clearly a weekday type of act, so even though the only reason why it's usher is the combination of the act and the thought, in other words, a person could for sure take a Shabbos walk at the end of the Tchum, but the reason why it's us, the reason why this is usher is because he's walking there to take care of his business. So when an act and a thought are together, so then, that's not considered to be a pure hearer. That's Aser Al Tzmuntzeh Chetzcha. So too, you pick up a document, you start reading the document, everyone sees it's a business document, so that is not considered to be hearer, and that is Aser because of Tzmuntzeh Chetzcha Davar Davar. But we're holding Al Kolpanim that there are two reasons why documents on Shabbos may not be read, either even when they are not business documents, either because Gzeir Shem Yimchek, which obviously applies only to certain type of documents. Reading a book, there's no Gzeir Shem Yimchek. The book's already written. If you're not the Baal HaSuda, we're not scared you're going to cross off the guests. If you're not in charge of the menu, we're not scared that you're going to go ahead and cross off the courses. However, there's still a Gzeir Shem Yikra B'Shtari Hedyaitis that does not allow you to read basically most things on Shabbos, because Chazal was scared if you get into the habit of reading things on Shabbos, you might inadvertently come to start reading business documents. In the Rishonim and Achrayim, we find that there are three categories which are not included in the Gzeir Shem Yikra B'Shtar Hedyaitis. The first category is a Ksav Shal Mitzvah. A Ksav which has to do with the Mitzvah. A person is about to learn a Sefer on Shabbos. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says that a person is allowed to read
in Sefer Yosifim, which talks about Jewish history, Divrei Yom Shel Riakayim, that these were books which teach Jewish history. And the Mishnah Brura says the reason why they're allowed to be read on Shabbos is Shemehem Yulmudu Musar V'Yira, that a person reads these books so he can learn from them Musar and Yira Shemayim. Therefore, they become an extension of Ksav Shal Mitzvah. A Ksav Shal Mitzvah is not part of the Gzeira. Chazal will gaze on Shtarei Yaitais business documents. They would gaze on anything which is similar to business documents. Something which is a mitzvah document is not considered to be a business document, and therefore, books that one could go ahead and learn Yira Shemayim from, Musa from, would not be included in this Gzeira. And therefore, some of the books on the markets, which one can learn from them, Yira Shemayim and Musar, so they would not be included in the Gzeira of Shem Yikra B'Shtari HaGaitis. The Ramah holds that even a book written in Lashon HaKadosh has a din of a Ksav Shal Mitzvah, because you can learn Lashon HaKadosh, the placement of Ochelik on the Ramah. A get is allowed to be read on Shabbos, because you can learn Hilchos Gittin. And we also find that certain instances of Tzarchei Rabim may be read on Shabbos, again, because the Tzarchei Rabim becomes a Tzarchei Mitzvah. Mishnah Brura brings down that Askamas and Chermei HaKol may be read on Shabbos, because it's Tzarchei Rabim, it becomes a Tzarech Mitzvah. And not only that, he brings down that in the Yeridim, in these intercity fairs, these large fairs where merchants would gather from all the various cities to do commerce together, so the minig was to go ahead and to read a list on Shabbos when people would gather on Shul, which people are in Chayim because they did not pay their loans from last year's fair, 2 years ago's fair, 3 years ago's fair, because again, it's a Tzarchei Rabim, you have to know who not to trust on credits, and since it's Tzarchei Rabim becomes part of Tzarchei Mitzvah. So that's the first extension. The first extension, the first thing which is us, which is excluded from the Gzeira of Shtari Hedyaitis, or Shem Yikra B'Shtari Hedyaitis, is what we call a Ksav Shel Mitzvah. The second exception is a Ksav Shel Chachma. The Mechaber brings a Machlekes HaPaiskim, whether a person is allowed to read science on Shabbos. The other Chachma is the Chachma is HaTeva, math, science. Is a person allowed to read those Chachmas on Shabbos? The Mechaber says, in Simen Shin Zayin, Sifkut Zayin, Osir Lumay B'Shabbos Yontif Zulat B'Divrei Torah, Va'afilu V'Sifrei Chachmas Osir. That one is only allowed to learn on Shabbos Torah, but other sciences are Osir. The Yesh Mishem Matir, and there are those who are Matir. Machlokes Rishonim, whether the Ksav of other Chachmas is similar to business documents, or it's totally different. And the Mishnah Brura says, Noegin Lahakol, the minig is to be Mekel, the Kosval Yeraba, the Yari Shemayim, Roy Lahachmer Bazeh. So the second exception is Eksav Shal Chachma, it's Machlokes Rishonim, whether it is an exception or not. And Lahalacha, the Ramah, the Mishnah Brura paskins, that the minig is to be Mekel, but the Yari Shemayim should be Machmer. So we're holding so far that if one wants to read a story, of stories of Gedolim, biography of Gedolim, which he can learn from that Chachma and Yiras Hashem, Musar and Yiras Hashem, that Zichah Mutar on Shabbos, for sure Mutar, and to go ahead and read a science book is subject to a Machlekes HaPaiskim, the Minigas to be Mekel, Yari Shemayim should be Machmer. The third exception, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, is a Ktsav of Sarchei HaGuf, something which you need to protect your body, which we'll discuss the case in Shulchan Aruch in a second, but let's say to read ingredients, to see if a person is allergic to a certain ingredient, maybe even to read the calories to see if something is good for one's health or not good for one's health, to read the information on medicine which is taken on Shabbos, all of this would be Ksav Shel Tzarchei HaGuf, and Ksav Shel Tzarchei HaGuf should only be read with one's eyes. One should not read it out loud. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if an igeres comes on Shabbos, a letter comes on Shabbos, one is allowed to read it, because there might be in the letter something which is negayah to his guf. There might be information in there which the person needs to go ahead and to protect himself, to protect his health.
And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, one should read it with their eyes, one does not read that with their mouth, and also it's only mutter to be read the first time, when you don't know what it says in it. Since you don't know what it says in it, there might be something which negates the tzorach ha'guf. If you know that it's not negates the tzorach ha'guf, because you already read it once, so then you would not be able to read it the second time. Ramesha is a little bit uncomfortable b'zman hazeh with reading letters, because Ramesha writes that if something was important, today you pick up the telephone and you call the person. So Ramesha says that to go ahead and to read a letter which has never been read on Shabbos by saying that it's tzorche haguf, l'chayr should be aser, because b'zman hazeh we send information of tzorche haguf, something which is important, something which you have to know. We send that information over the telephone, and therefore Ramesha paskins that b'zman hazeh we do not have the heter of reading a letter on Shabbos because of the heter of tzorche haguf. But the other case that we mentioned could be tzorche haguf, an ingredient panel, sometimes a calorie panel, other information which pertains to one's health, to one's guf. The svar will be that that type of information is different than business documents. The place could talk about reading newspapers on Shabbos. And the question is, are newspapers aser, gzeir shemesh tari hadyaitis, or is there some way we can go ahead and be matir reading newspapers on Shabbos? Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, ul in kriyas zeitunging, reading newspapers b'Shabbos, afshe b'tshuvas shos Yaakov meikel b'zeh, harbe achreidim oisrim, neishyesh b'em yidiyem inyonei masa u'matim. Mishnah Berurah seems to say that the biggest problem he has with newspapers on Shabbos is that there's a lot of business in the newspapers. And what you're reading is a lot of business stuff, and the business stuff is now to be read on Shabbos. That is Shtari Hadyaitis. But the other part of the newspaper was the Gaya to national security, to know where it's safe to be, where it's not safe to be, where one can go, where one can't go, where one can get hurt, and where one can't get hurt. The Achrayim learn that that is also Nichlal in Sarche Aguf, and therefore it may be read on Shabbos with the broader heter of Tzorche Aguf. Now, again, Bizman Hazeh, one can be mefakfek a little bit, because we have other ways of getting quicker news than the newspapers. On the other hand, the newspapers will cover information which a person might not have heard of in a situation where he was only informed of the basic headlines. So that's what comes out. To read a newspaper on Shabbos, it seems that me'ikar adin, it's yesh lahakol, me'ikar adin, it should be mutter. However, one has to be careful not to read anything which is negea to business. And it would seem that bizman hazeh, there's more of an inyan not to read it than there was years ago, when that was the only way to get basic information. To read Jewish news, to read about what's going on in Klal Yisrael, to find out what's happening with different segments of Klal Yisrael, how they're faring, what's doing with them. So that is really an extension of Ksav Shel Mitzvah, because one could find out what's doing with other Yidden. He could be happy in their Simcha, he could daven for them in their Eis Tzara. So to find out what's doing in the various communities of Klal Yisrael, so that would be mutter, because of the broader category of Tzorchei Mitzvah, of Ksav Shel Mitzvah. And the only thing one has to be careful is that the Achrayim say that if the news is that depressing, that it's going to make a person be bitzar on Shabbos, because of how sad the Radifas are in various kehillas of Klal Yisrael, so then it would not be mutter to go ahead and read the news, not because it's not a mitzvah to know what's doing with Klal Yisrael, avad yikadam for them, but the reason not to read it on Shabbos would be because of the tzar that reading such a newspaper can give a person.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.